Today, I would like to focus on the topic of momentum. What exactly is momentum and why should it be used in investing? Welcome to Learn to Invest, a podcast by Money Masters with me, your host, Robert. Let's get started. Scott, welcome back. How's it going?
Going pretty good. How's it going, Robert? You doing okay?
Not too bad, not too bad. Thank you very much. All right, let's get started with our next episode. As I just mentioned, we will talk about momentum. And we mentioned momentum before in previous episodes. But let me explain one more time what exactly momentum means. First of all, let's get started with talking about words that could be used synonymously. Scott, maybe you could help me there. Are there any English words you could think of that have kind of the same meaning like momentum?
It's probably wrong. I start thinking about physics or something. It's probably
wrong,
but velocity, speed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe those are two, perhaps. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's synonymous, but kind of general.
Related,
similar,
let's say,
perhaps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else?
No, I can't think of anything.
So the words that I was thinking of were words like trend, for example. It's kind of similar. Then maybe mm-hmm. impulse or impetus.
Okay,
search,
yeah.
Search, S-U-R-G-E. Drive, burst, mm-hmm. these kind of things. Yeah.
Yep.
And now let's think about how we could define momentum. And one thing that we can talk about is Isaac Newton's first law of motion, the law of inertia. So you just mentioned physics. So probably I could imagine that also in high school, you learned about Isaac Newton. It's a long time ago. But have you heard about Isaac Newton's first law of motion, the law of inertia? Does it sound familiar?
Yes, it does.
So let me maybe also remind you and our listeners what this law of inertia is. Basically, what it says is that a body in motion will most likely keep on moving in the same direction. Yeah, of course, unless some other force is making it stop. Yeah, but if you have for example, a body in moving through space, and there's no kind of friction or any other force stopping it, it would keep on moving forever in the same direction. Would not change the direction, just keep on moving. And another way to maybe think about it in more like Earth kind of terms, not in space, is let's think about a train. A train is very heavy. So when a train starts moving, it's in the beginning, it's very slow. It takes a lot of power to make the train move. And then it becomes faster and faster and faster and faster. And once it really became very, very fast, it keeps on moving very easily without a lot of energy to be put into it. And it's also very difficult to stop the train. So if you want to stop a very fast train, then it takes a long time until it actually stopped completely. Yeah. So this is also similar to this idea or this notion of momentum. Yeah. The body keeps on moving the same direction, and it's more likely for it to keep on moving in the direction than for it to stop at a given time, point in time. And this law of inertia can also be observed on the capital market. So wherever price formation is taking place, we can observe a momentum effect. Let's focus a little bit on this thing that I just said, price formation, pricing, price formation. So probably, Scott, you know, price formation is basically the result of demand and offer. Yeah, price is reflecting demand and offer. And wherever this price formation takes place, we can observe momentum effects. So this is not only to be applied to the stock market, but basically can be observed on all markets. Yeah, also beyond the capital market.
And kind of like equilibrium, right? I think of supply and demand kind of in economics and equilibrium. where things settle based off of the relative supply and demand, something like this.
And then a price trend develops. So this trend is basically this, based on momentum, and it keeps the trend keeps on moving in the same direction. And therefore, we have a higher chance of winning if we bet on the price continuing to move in the same direction. So this is why momentum, the momentum effect, gives us a chance to beat the market, to have a higher rate of return than the average. And actually, the momentum effect is the most common market anomaly. We're talking about market anomalies previously. And I said that these market anomalies, these factors, they go in and out of fashion. And momentum is the most stable, most common market anomaly. And therefore, there are also common stock market wisdoms. Maybe you have heard about them. For example, the trend is your friend. Or another one is let your winners run, cut your losers short. So this is based on the idea of taking advantage of a trend of this momentum effect. But it is also very important to know that this momentum effect is not lasting forever. It can be used on very short time frames, up to maybe a couple of months or maybe up to a year. But this is not something to be used for buy and hold. You cannot say, okay, because there's a trend right now, the stock is moving or the price of the stock is moving in one direction. That's why it's going to keep on moving that direction for the next 10, 20, 30 years. Because the trend is going to end at some point most of the time. So that is why you could also say the trend is your friend until it ends. So I personally use the terms momentum investing and momentum trading. And in the past, we already said that investing and trading are kind of similar, but it's the difference is the holding period. And so the way I use those terms is, so if you hold or you plan on holding for maybe 6 to 18 months, so around 1 year, let's say, that then I would call it momentum investing, and shorter than that, I would call it momentum trading. Can be even very short. So there are different holding periods which also produce different trading and investing styles. We'll talk about that soon. And one more thing we should be aware of is that there are two types of momentum. One is called absolute momentum, and the other one is called relative momentum. Absolute momentum is also in academia called time series momentum, and relative momentum is also called relative strength. So let me explain the difference. Let's take an example. Let's say you have a ETF or a stock or whatever, maybe even a crypto coin, on a price chart. And you have a starting point, and then you observe how the price is moving on the price chart. So let's say you observe for 1 year, for example. Then you would, in the end, after this 1 year, draw a line, horizontal line, through the starting point. So that's basically the zero line. And then if the graph of the price is above the zero line, then it's a positive absolute momentum. And if it's below the zero line, then it's in a negative absolute momentum. So you basically compare to its own history. You compare the price graph to the zero line, and therefore to its own history, you could say, to its own starting point. Whereas in the case of the relative momentum, you would have two things, at least two things, could be more than two, which you compare to each other. For example, two stocks, or two ETFs or whatever. So you don't have a zero line, but you would have still both starting at the same point, then observe over a certain time period. And then in the end, the one which is standing higher has the stronger relative momentum. So there's two different types of momentum. In every case, you will always have to define a look back period. I was just mentioned in my example, we used 1 year, but it could also be just 1 minute. And of course, depending on where the starting point is, and also depending on how long the look back period is, the result changes. So it could be that if you compare two stocks, that maybe over a time period of 1 year, Stock A has the stronger relative momentum, but on a look-back period of 1 month, stock B has the stronger relative momentum. So therefore, as I also already said, the holding period is very much demanding different types of trading, of investing. And so time is a very big factor in this whole equation. One last thing that I would like to mention is that approximately 10 years ago, an American gentleman called Gary Antonesi wrote a book. In this book, he presents a stock market strategy that is combining absolute momentum and relative momentum. The book is called Dual Momentum Investing. Yeah, of course, dual means two, so it's because he's combining these two types of momentum to dual momentum investing. So the strategy that he presents in this book is meant to be applied by the average private investor, yeah, just like you and me and everybody. And of course, in the beginning, you have to understand how the strategy works. You have to implement it. But once it's implemented, it takes only 5 minutes per month to manage. And the performance of this strategy, based on a backtest with more than 70 years of data, is approximately 16%. So it's double of the global market average, stock market average. Yeah. Again, MSCI World, All Country World Index has an average of 8%. In this case, we have 16%, double. At the same time, also the risk is far lower. Yeah. If you compare with MSCI All Country World Index or with S&P 500, for example, you take the S&P 500, the average rate of return in a bear market for the S&P 500 is minus 33.8% in a bear market. But in the case of the dual momentum investing, the average rate of return in a bear market is plus 0.9%. Yeah, so you can see that it's at the same time increasing the rate of return and decreasing risk. Yeah, so this is a book that I read years ago. And of course, I researched everything. I looked into value investing. As I said before, I did my Excel sheets there. I was really fascinated by value investing. Then one time I thought, well, maybe I shouldn't only look in this one direction. I should look into the other direction as well. Momentum is kind of like the opposite of value investing. Maybe I should read about momentum investing. And so this book fascinated me, and it strengthened my interest in momentum investing. And still today, I think it's a very good conservative basic strategy for the average investor. And in my opinion, it's much better than passive investing. Yeah, as you know, many people think the only thing that makes sense is value is passive investing, having an ETF portfolio, and then just hold it for the long time, for the long term. But in my opinion, if you know about dual momentum investing, passive investing doesn't make any sense anymore. Yeah, because it doesn't take much more time to implement. Yeah, as I said, only 5 minutes. The rate of return is higher, risk is lower. So why should you do passive investing if you know that this strategy exists? So today I have far more advanced momentum strategies in my toolbox, yeah, that can produce much higher rate of returns. But for the beginner, I still think that this dual momentum investing is a good method. And actually, Scott, I did an interview with Gary Antonesi a couple of years ago for my German podcast. Of course, the interview was in English. But I have, as I mentioned before, I had two interviews in English also for my German podcast. This is one of them. And Scott, if you're interested, we could listen to this interview and maybe talk about it. What do you think? Sound
Yeah.
good?
Wow,
Yeah.
that's very impressive. Yeah, sounds very interesting.
Very good. So let's make a cut here, and then we will do another episode listening to this interview, and then we'll talk about that as well. But before we end it here, short reminder, I've written an ebook with the title Natural Laws of the Stock Market. The ebook is showing you 18 of the inherent characteristics of the stock market. The momentum effect that we talked about today is one of them. And you need to be aware of these natural laws if you want to successfully build wealth on the stock market. You can now download the ebook completely for free on the following website, www.money-masters.com/ebook. I will also put the link in the description. May the momentum be with you. See you next time. Bye-bye.